When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to NevadaPolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge, protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Who is the hardest working man in show business? And I'll give you a hint. It's not Jim Dallas and it's not Kevin Wall. But there's another one and he's got more gigs.
It's amazing. I got to tell you, Kevin, this Ryan Seacrest character, he has got more jobs than most people, eat lunch in a week. It's pretty incredible. He has been named as the new host of the Wheel of Fortune after Pat Sajak calls it a career after, what, 41 years or so. The 41st season is going to be Pat Sajak's last on the show. Now, in the story, they're not mentioning what's going to happen with Vanna White, but we know that both Sajak and White have been on the show for 40 years. Since the early 1980s. And I got to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of people in broadcasting that would love to have that gig. By the way,
speaking of Vanna White, Ryan Seacrest made a statement today where he said, I'm looking forward to working with Vanna White. So Vanna's going to stay with the show.
Oh, good. She still looks good.
Yeah.
In her 60s. And
is she really? Unbelievable. Well, they've been doing it 40 years.
Yeah. And, she was a youngster when she started. So, and she's still looking very good doing it. But how many jobs does this Ryan Seacrest need? he does the Kelly and Ryan morning show.
Yeah.
He does American Idol. And he's been doing that for 20 years.
Is he still doing like American Top 40 or something, or one of the countdown shows?
Yes, he does that on the weekends, American Top 40. He does Dick Clark's New Year's Eve, since Dick Clark passed away a few years ago. So
that is incredible.
It's just amazing how many jobs this guy has, and he does them very well.
When does he go on vacation? Good God. The guy needs a vacation.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. A weekend wildfire in southwestern Washington is now grown to 533 acres, leaving an undetermined number of structures destroyed. Skamania County firefighters responded to reports of the wildfire on Sunday just after 11 a.m. in Underwood, an unincorporated community near the Columbia River. Hot, windy conditions causing that fire to spread rapidly through the afternoon. As of this morning, the fire 0% contained. Five races are emerging as the key to GOP efforts to regain the Senate majority in 2024. Bob Agnew has more.
The Democrats' biggest challenge comes in the form of five seats they currently hold that will be up for re-election in red-leaning states in 2024. They include the seats of Joe Manchin in West Virginia, John Tester in Montana, Kirsten Sinema in Arizona, Sherrod Brown in Ohio, and Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin. Neither Manchin nor Sinema have made it clear if they're running for re-election. Sinema is now an independent. Manchin has been floated as a possible third-party candidate for the White House. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, would-be travelers are facing major delays in getting their U.S. passports. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
If you've been waiting a long time to receive your passport, you're not alone. A massive backlog of applications has led to epic wait times for anxious travelers. It's a result of sky-high demand and a lack of workers. The short-staffed passport agency can't handle the 500,000 applications that flood in every week. According to the State Department, it's on track to top last year's 22 million passports issued. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wall Street closing early today, and in this shortened session, the Dow was up 10 points, the NASDAQ gained 28. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is a St. Jude moment. Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
It's 104. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas police today are searching for an SUV and its driver suspected of fatally striking a pedestrian in the Central Valley of Las Vegas. The Nissan SUV struck that pedestrian about 9:15 last night on East Twain near South University Center. According to a statement from Metro, the driver left after hitting the 43-year-old man. The pedestrian was taken to Sunrise Hospital, where he later died. In a statement this morning, Metro said they suspect the vehicle to be a 2017 to 2019 gray Nissan Rogue or Murano. The vehicle will have damage on the front bumper, hood, and front windshield. Anyone with information on that crash can call Metro 702-828-3595. The Nevada State Education Association has filed paperwork to form a political action committee to oppose public funding for the proposed Las Vegas Stadium for the A's. But the state teachers' union won't have the support from Nevada's largest teachers' union because the Clark County Education Association officials say the matter has been settled, and they feel the state association is grandstanding and doesn't have a viable path for victory in that case.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Shop online at FinlayMazda.com.
Well, do expect some heavy volumes through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Sunset. You're bumper-to-bumper there, and southbound at Flamingo. And watch for accidents. Bermuda at Pebble, Charleston at Rancho, and Maryland Parkway at Bridger. And now stay tuned for the best of Live and Local with Kevin Wall.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
And gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. First of all, Paul, thanks for joining us. I know you were very active and your organization, Nevada Trucking Association in Carson City. Can you talk a little bit about what that experience was like? 129 days, a regular session, two special sessions. What was your impression of how it went down?
Well, look, I was really happy after I got the governor's list of 75 vetoes.
you know, including one that I was asking for, which was the prevailing wage for truckers, which wouldn't pay them anymore. You know, a lot of our truckers are already paid over prevailing wage, but it was just going to create a compliance nightmare for a number of the companies. And I thought the governor had a lot of really righteous vetoes, and you know, that made me happy. So, you know, I will say, hey, all in all, there were some pretty bad bills out there, and you know, I feel good, and I got to give some of the Democrats credit too, especially on that prevailing wage one. Hey, there were three Democrats who broke party ranks and voted no on it. So, yeah, I feel like this session ultimately went all right. I mean, here's the reality. I hear, you know, some conservatives upset with the governor, you know, for certain things that he signed. You have a legislature that is almost two-thirds in Democrat control. So you're not going to get everything you want. And, you know, this is really a place where you'd have to compromise. You do have to pick your battles. And I think the governor did that. You know, I think he was smart in a lot of the things he vetoed. I think, you know, even to some of the stuff that he signed, the rationale for it, you know, in terms of wasting time and resources and losing lawsuits, you know, I think he did a really good job. So I give our governor a tremendous amount of credit.
Again, Nevada Trucking Association CEO Paul Enos joining us. Were there battles you lost in the legislature?
This session, no. Honestly, I'll tell you, my worst legislative session in terms of losing battles was in 2015 when Republicans controlled everything under Brian Sandoval and Paul Anderson. That was my worst session.
And that, of course, was the session of what, the largest tax increase in the history of our state?
The gross receipts tax, yes, that ugly animal.
Which still rears its ugly head. Let me just ask you, though, as far as you talked about the governor and the impact that he had on this legislature, going forward, now that he's had one session under his belt, will he be a better governor next time?
Well, look, the legislature, when the legislature's in session, right, the only thing the governor really has to do is, you know, get some of his legislation, you know, proposed and there, and then veto bills, right? That's his role. There is a lot more to being a governor than what happens in 120 days in the Nevada legislature. So, you know, I think the bills that the governor vetoed were righteous. I mean, you know, Kevin, I've got a swamp cooler in my back room. I've got about 1,800 square feet where we have a training room. There was a bill that passed unanimously that, hey, I will admit, a lot of us in the business community missed because it was amended. You know, after you look at the bill and go, hey, we don't have a problem with this. Oh, it seems fine. And then when it gets amended with the Southern Nevada Water Authority amendment, and they told me, yeah, this is really not what we wanted to do, which would have given them the ability to require a business to take their swamp coolers out. You know, the governor saw that, and even though it was unanimous, he vetoed it. Good for him. And it was a Republican bill. But hey, they saw it, they read the stuff. So, you know, I don't have any criticism, you know, for some of that stuff. You know, I understand there's people that were upset over the bill that he signed about the, you know, gender affirming surgeries and, you know, the insurance companies. I mean, you know, there's some unfortunate realities with that issue. And here they are. The federal government already requires under Title 19 that states provide that surgery, or that insurance companies provide that surgery. And the states that have sued, they've lost. And, you know, when you look at the attorney general, who is likely to be this governor's opponent next legislative session, probably not going to get a whole help from you know, our attorney that would be representing us against the Biden administration on this. And federal law also does not require parental consent. So, you know, the governor to say, hey, we probably lose this in federal court. And then if we do, we are going to be under the rules and requirements of federal law, which don't have that parental protection in it, requiring that went in there and, you know, signing that bill. Look, those are sometimes distasteful things that you have to do. But I give them credit for that, because we're probably in a much better situation because of it. You know, if we would have lost in federal court, we would have had, you know, it would have been worse for Nevada parents. It would have been, you know, it would have been something that, hey, I don't think a lot of us like it, but what he did, I think, was ultimately the right thing to do in Nevada in terms of legal realities and ultimately resources.
Well, and it all comes down to this. Elections have consequences. November 5th, 2024, the general election, it's going to loom as hugely important across our state. I know we always talk about the top of the ticket, the president and the senator races and the congressional races, but there are races closer to home that are going to be vitally important. Talk about what is going to be at stake in the next election.
Well, you know, let me kind of answer this question too in another way. Your question, hey, you know, would he be a better governor? I think, you know, if the governor had more people on his side, could he have gotten more of his priorities done and been more successful in the legislature? Absolutely. And so, yeah, I think that's what it's going to take. I mean, there were, hey, you're talking about the gross receipts tax. The governor wanted to move that threshold from $4 million to $6 million. That bill didn't get a hearing. If Republicans were in control of the legislature, it'd probably be law. The governor had some criminal justice reform after they really made it a lot harder to get convictions, and, you know, we saw crime skyrocket. He had a bill that, hey, it got pared down quite a bit because of who's in control of the legislature. And look, I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. I think compromise is okay. I think a lot of times with compromise, you end up with better things. That said, I think the governor could have moved the state in a, you know, in a direction more where he wants it to go and more where I think, Kevin, you and I would like it to go, you know, if he had a legislature there to back him up. But when the reality is you've got a veto that can only be sustained in one house, which is the Senate, by one vote, it makes that stuff difficult. So, you know, hey, despite those difficulties and those challenges, hey, I think he did exactly what he needed to do.
Let me just ask you, a lot of people are looking at the Republican Party and looking at what they are doing to make sure what happened in 22 doesn't happen again in 24. Can you talk a little bit about the evidence you're seeing that maybe things are going to be different, that there's reason for optimism? Not a big red wave. I'm never going to use the term big red wave again. I used it a bunch, and it fell on its face. But is there any evidence at all that this thing is going to be different in 2024?
I don't think we know yet. You know, Kevin, sitting here in, you know, January of 2019, we were probably talking about how Donald Trump was going to be reelected in a landslide. And you have events that occur that can change the whole dynamic. Look, I pray every day that this isn't going to happen, but I am very fearful that our current leadership in Washington, D.C. is not doing everything they can to prevent us from being in not just one, but two wars. And, you know, those are wars I'm not sure that are, not that our military doesn't, but the political leadership of our military. I don't know if they have the will to do what they need to do to win those wars. That's what frightens me. That's what scares me about where we're at today in this country. You know, I think that people around the world are looking at the United States and they don't see a country that is strong. They see our foreign policy. You know, what a president says is oftentimes corrected to the opposite, you know, within 24 hours, oftentimes. And, you know, I don't think that that shows strength. And that's not the kind of thing that scares our geopolitical adversaries. And that's what worries me about the 2024 election. I think that's ultimately what's at stake. I mean, hey, we can talk taxes, we can talk, you know, all of the culture war issues, but hey, being in a war, potentially losing a war with Russia and China, potentially losing thousands of, you know, American soldiers in a conflict like that, disrupting the world economy, I mean, let alone supply chains with that kind of war, that scares the hell out of me. And I think that, Kevin, is what really what ultimately is going to be at stake in 2024. We need people that are serious about our country being strong. Strong economically, strong militarily, but, you know, even more important, having rules and regulations and tax policies and economic policies here at home that make families strong too. And I don't think we see that out of our current folks in Washington, D.C. today.
I want to ask you, you, of course, are politically active. Although you have members that are Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Save the Whale Party, you got them all. Did you make it to the Basque Fry? A couple weeks ago?
I did. I don't think it's any you know, any secret that I'm a conservative, and I will tell you, you know, most of my members are conservative, and that doesn't mean that we don't support Democrats or that we support every Republican. You know, we support people who support our industry. That's how we roll. But the Bass Fry is something I'm on the board of the Morning in Nevada PAC. I'm friends with Adam Waxall. So, you know, that's something that I think I've only missed one because I was at a funeral.
And it was my, I think, second or third that I've missed. I wish I'd been there because I'd love to have seen Ron DeSantis. Your impressions of the number two guy in the presidential race?
Ron DeSantis is a serious guy. My truckers in Florida like him because he took on the trial lawyers and won. In fact, you know, the day after, or I should say, the few days before his bill that put the trial attorneys in check went into law, you had one law firm file 25,000 lawsuits.
Whoa!
That's how much they understand.
Whoa!
So, you know, he is a serious guy who understands issues that impact business. And, hey, I give him a tremendous amount of credit. And, you know, hey, I look how he governed in Florida and, you know, I was, you know, when Steve Sisolak was our governor, I was wishing that we had a governor, you know, like a Ron DeSantis at the time. You know, now like a Governor Joe Lombardo, who, you know, isn't going to shut things down and, you know, be that heavy-handed. And, you know, that's what I appreciate about Ron DeSantis, how he's governed, is, you know, hey, understands that people are adults. And we are free to make our own decisions.
What happens if we get down the road and Donald Trump still has a 20 or 30 point lead